Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Daily Voice. Our two topics today. Firstly, the importance of valuations. And secondly, the big oil results preview. So firstly, on valuations, we're positive on the resilience of the supersized US stock market, but also conscious that it does have this combination of already high profitability and above long-term average valuations. Historically, this limits the upside as there are only two levers of stock performance, valuations, and earnings. This means that the magnitude of this bull market may be lower than the long-term average of around 150%, and that the relative upside from here is increasingly from elsewhere, with much of the rest of the world and many non-tech sectors still having that attractive double earnings and valuation upside combination, and the catalyst of clearer rate cuts and the growth rebound. These wider than average valuation discounts offer not only potential upside, but also some downside protection if everything goes wrong. The key is the relative valuation gap. There are plenty of reasons why US stocks should be more expensive than European stocks, or tech stocks more expensive than financials. But the valuation gap on a relative basis is wider now than ever. Europe Stock 600 at a 15-point wider than average discount to the US. The FTSE 100, 20 points wider than average. Chinese stocks also 20 points wider than average. These are discounts built on top of discounts. Our second topic is big oil's earnings today. We've talked a lot about big tech recently, but now it's big oil with Exxon and Chevron reporting. Both are set to see 15 to 20% earnings declines, but this will be a continuation of the less bad trend of recent quarters, as higher oil prices start to offset the 25-year lows on natural gas prices and the narrow petrochemical margins. The focus will also be on the outlook, with both stocks outperforming this year, up between 10 to 20%, as investors start to turn away from the huge gusher of dividend and buybacks towards the volume growth outlook in the future. And also comments with Exxon taking Chevron to arbitration over its recent acquisition of Hess that give it ownership of production in Guyana that is operated by Exxon and has become a crown jewel of low-cost production growth. Both stocks are trading on an undemanding 12 times forward earnings, a huge discount to the S&P 500, and a little bit lower than their own long-term averages. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. Bye. You've been listening to Digested Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.